The theme for the 36th Annual International Festival is Passport to the World. We're hoping to Erica is creating little passports for all the participants that come in that list information about the countries that are represented and the organizations that are represented that people will be able to pick up and write in and that sort of thing. Erica, do you have more about that?
Yeah, the passport is sort of like an activity. You know, we'd like to make our festival to involve in campus and off-campus community. So we hope everybody enjoy activity.
And so give us a little bit about the history of the festival.
Yes, very long, long history. This is, I believe, this is the most longest, you know, university event at, you know, from Sangamo State University to, UIS. Historically, we had, so many off-campus ethnic group involved. And sometimes we did a great show in Sangamo Auditorium. Then these 5 years, I remember, we had a great, great, like a student-promoted festival in Student Life Building on campus.
Some of the recent themes have been holidays around the world, Spice It Up, which was related. They gave out cookbooks and recipes and that sort of thing. Children's games. Those were some of the recent ones. Oh,
yes,
folklore.
Folklore and the world games or world harvested celebration.
And so some people might find having such an event on a campus in central Illinois that's essentially surrounded by cornfields to sound a little strange, but UIS does have a relatively diverse student population when it comes to international students, correct?
Yes. We have over 300 international students at UIS. The majority of them are from India and China. But we do have about 30 additional countries represented.
And so for the International Fest, let's talk about some of the events and some of the groups who will be involved.
Our student organization also very, very diversified, like Indian student, Chinese student, Korean student, also Latino student.
African, yeah. Japanese.
Yes. They are all, coming support our festivals. Also, our off-campus communities, like our Indian Association, Greater of Springfield. Also, like a Celtic, like a Scottish and Irish group.
We have a room full of display booths where there is going to be a lot of activity going on. There's going to be food from all over the world, some of it from local restaurants that we'll be promoting, some of it made right here on campus. There'll be games at those booths, other information at those booths, and then also there will be entertainment going on in a separate location. As far as the booths go, Erica mentioned many of the countries that and organizations that are sponsoring booths. I think there are
22 registration groups right now.
Yeah, and then we have entertainment from how many groups?
19
groups providing entertainment.
For 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours worth of entertainment. That's going to be a lot.
And is food also a part of this?
Food is definitely a part of it. The information booths not in the entertainment area, but the information booths, many of them, most of them, will have food from local restaurants or food made right here at UIS. But it's all kinds of ethnic food is going to be available, and it's all for free.
Free admission, open to public.
That was my next question, was who is invited to attend this international festival?
Everybody is welcome to attend, and they can bring all of their relatives, neighbors, and friends. The event is free, the food's free, the games are free, the education and information's free, the entertainment is free, everything is free and wonderful. We just want people to come and enjoy and learn from each other.